Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the hilarious and lovely and beautiful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello. How are you, honey pie?
Doing just great. Just great. Today we are here to talk about Below Deck Med. Don't forget, we have a wonderful and beautiful Patreon community that you should certainly be part of to get the full Crappens experience. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And we do a weekly bonus episode. We do Crappens on Demand, where you can actually watch us, not just listen. It's a whole thing. It's great. There's a Discord community. Get involved. Be part of it. Be active. Do all those things. Or don't. It's your choice. We won't get mad at you either way. Thanks to everyone who came to Crappy Hour earlier this week. We had a great time breaking it all down with the two judgy girls talking about BravoCon. That episode is up. So if you want to hear everything that happened at BravoCon over the weekend, well, or everything that we could cram into an hour at least, go check that out. We had so much fun with that. Also, we did an Amazon Live, so you can check those out, and we'll do another one. We normally do them every other week, but we are doing two back-to-back weeks this time. So the next Amazon Live will be this coming Monday. So that's all that. That's all that. Let's get into some Below Deck Mediterranean. What say you, Rondel Karam?
Let's do it. This is season 10, episode 8. It's called French Kiss. Dun, dun, dun. There's a new girl in town, and she's feeling good. And her name is Kathy. And she's not going to let anybody wreck her good time, not even a lady named Kizzy. Poor Kizzy broke up with her boyfriend because she thought she'd get all the men on the boat. And now Kathy has come in to possibly wreck her dream. So what will Kizzy do? She'll go straight for a man she didn't have any interest in the first place, just to get one over on Kathy. Ain't them the breaks, kids?
That is correct. Well, we're also in the middle of this funky charter that's basically The Bachelor, except it's happening on a boat. And we have Bachelor Joe, who is kind of like a funhouse mirror version of Chip from Chip and Joanna. And he's talking to this girl, Anna, who is a monster and totally vapid and a pathological liar, I've decided. And he's like, hey, having fun so far? She's like, yeah, it's been a blast. I took some good photos. I got some great content. Yeah, for the next time I go to Saint-Tropez on a helicopter. I took the helicopter from Dallas to Saint-Tropez the whole way. Yeah, it totally happened. Yeah.
Now we go to the galley where Kizzy and Josh are. And Kizzy's like, oh, only six now. Josh's like, yeah, it would be amazing if we could do this every time and just go get rid of guests as the charter goes on. Just get rid of gluten-free every time. It would be a lovely, lovely turn of events. So then we see people cleaning and cooking and doing all that stuff. And Kathy is asking if there are coasters. And Kizzy's like, no. And Kathy's horrified because Kathy is like a chief stew. And how have these people never heard of coasters?
Well, and my favorite part was then we cut to Kathy and she goes, coasters, 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 ack! I love that.
So now Aisha is talking about the view and Joe comes up and she's like, this charter, we've got a bachelor, a matchmaker, a handful of bachelorettes. I just love romance. I love watching romance. I've got me popcorn.
It's like her huge popcorn.
She's watching it. And then Deckhand Joe, we have to make a differentiation between Bachelor Joe and Deckhand Joe, because we have two fuckboys named Joe. but they have different stations on this boat. One is wealthy and in control, and one is a poor and just has to sweep. So Deckhand Joe is hanging out with Nathan. He's like, oh, this time it's affected me, you know, it's affected me. And Nathan's like, what has affected you? Oh, it's impossible for someone like me, you know, to like someone that much after 4 days. It's impossible. I didn't even give it massive gain. It's like, I haven't even kissed her. Is he saying that he likes V after 4 days? He likes her so much and that's impossible to like someone that much for 4 days? Or is he saying, wow, she likes me so much after 4 days?
Yeah, he's saying she likes him too much. Yeah, he's like, oh, this girl's so into me. He's like, oh, God, I just can't help it. It's just me. It's just natural. I'm not even trying, and I've already got this girl in love with me. And what am I going to do with this girl? Because, you know, she's hurt. She's a hurt girl. Like, he sees the new girl come on. He's like, I'm going to go for that. Now, how do I dump this other loser? So he's like, well, I can't be with her because her boyfriend died, and so she's going to need too much for me.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it. I can't do it.
He's doing this whole thing of like, well, she's so into me. And after just 4 days, that's like too much. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, am I right? Women, aren't they always like this? It's like, oh, God. It's just amazing how they do this time and time again on all these shows. It's so predictable, you know? The moment that he's afraid that he's also going to look like a dick. Because he knows when he says, I'm going to hurt her, that's an admission that he has no interest in doing anything serious. Not that she wants to do anything serious, but he knows he's going to like ultimately just have sex with her and move on to the next one. And he doesn't want to get shit for it again, especially since she has trauma in her history. And so he's trying to make her seem like she's the crazy one for falling for him when he was the one who came on this boat and started flirting with her endlessly. And then he's going to act like she went crazy. No, sir. We've got our eyes on you.
Yeah. He says, I'm not here for hurting anyone. And I think she'll get hurt because she's got a situation.
A boyfriend dying isn't a situation for crying. Like, for crying out loud.
The way you don't hurt someone is by not hurting them. He's like, I'm not here to hurt someone, but I think she'll get hurt. No, how about we rephrase it into what you really mean to say is, I'm not here to hurt someone, but I think I will hurt her, not she'll get hurt. She is not the one who is, I'm like really on one all of a sudden. We're only 30 seconds into this recap and I'm already pissed off.
Yeah, so he's like, well, you know, she's just something I'm used to that's playful and all for doing anything. And then there's Victoria. Well, that's Kizzy I was talking about. And then there's Victoria, dead boyfriend Victoria. You know, I love that about her, but I just don't want to hurt this girl, especially after what she's went through with that boyfriend. So I'm just in my head about anything, everything. Hold on, let me put my teeth together and smile.
I know. He's pretending like he's actually thinking this through a lot and that he's like, he's caught and he's trying to do the good thing. He's trying to cast himself in this light of being this good guy who's in over his head. It's like, no, you just want to stick your dinkle into someone's winkle.
I think that's why these mediocre men are always on Below Deck, because I think mid men put themselves in situations where they're your only choice on purpose so they can feel like this. Because let's face it, in a normal world, no one cares what this loser's doing. Like, no one's going to be fighting over this guy. You know, it's the last ice cream in the freezer. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all going to fight over it. And that's all it is. Yeah. So he's going to work on boats as long as he fucking can.
Below Deck mid. That's him right there. Mm-hmm. So Nathan basically, well, then he says, I just need to communicate more and stop being a wee bitch. Huh? And Nathan's like, I've never seen you do this before. You know, I've never seen that. So Sandy's like, okay, everyone, it's time to leave the deck. Okay. So we're going to leave the dock. It's going to be exciting. And maybe some people could talk about how the table looks good for dinner. Oh, good, Aisha. You're already doing that. Aisha loves the way the table looks. And now we're undocking. And guess what? We undocked without any issues. God. What a great charter.
Where's Captain Carey when you need him?
All right, we're coming out of docking. Everybody could die. If we don't pass that without an inch of its life, it could go down. We could all lose a limb. Mothers, children, no one's getting off this boat. All right, we did it. Everyone calm down now. Calm down.
But Sandy's like, yep. Hey, guess what? Guys, we're going to undock. Okay, we undocked. I'm going back to watch wind. Okay.
So Nathan says, at the beginning of the season, I felt like I couldn't even be a bosun because I was working as a deckhand, picking up all the slack from the crew. Let's show some greatest hits from those two dum-dums who left. And we see Christian and Tessa. And Tessa's like, how do you use a boat? What's this for? And then he's like, but now I trust my team and I can relax a bit in my mind a little bit and I'll enjoy this as long as it lasts.
So then Joe, right after his, I don't want to hurt her, we see Joe going up to V and he's like, oh, you're just doing so fast. Fantastic on the deck. We all love you there. You're doing such a good job. What a woman. Ah, I've always wanted my wife to do good on the deck and you're doing it. God, I can't wait to impregnate you. Impregnate you with a little baby Sammy. It'll come out, take care of all the railings every day. God, I hope she doesn't love me. Deuce.
I don't know why she's fallen for me so much. She's acting like we have a whole future together. Where did she get that idea from?
Yeah, so then we go to Amy the Madam talking to Bachelor Joe. And she's like, are you having so much fun? Your eyes don't seem to be focusing and they're slightly watery. And he's like, oh, I'm doing great. He's having fun. So she's like, yeah, well, thank God we're getting a different view. I was really getting sick of that view on the dock.
Yeah, and then this girl Alicia really likes him. She's like, I have a really good vibe with him. I think I really like him a lot. I love the way that he kind of looks like the head chicken in Chicken Run. Like, I feel like that's great. It means that he has initiative. He's going to, like, get us somewhere. So then Bachelor Joe is saying, you know, they all have different personalities and they're all great. You know, I love them. They're all so interesting. And then we cut to Anna saying, what do I think of when I see him? Is just like, low net worth alert. Am I right, guys? I'm just here for content.
So then we go to Josh, who's getting ready for dinner. And he's like, I want my food to be the star of the show, but I'm happy for this charter. You know, I'm happy for it to take a back seat because what's more delicious than taking a bite out of love? Wow.
Yeah. And he says, as a hopeless romantic myself, I'm going to aid in creating a romantic atmosphere with the menu. I've got to brush up on my aphrodisiacs. I'm like, please don't. I don't want to see Bachelor Joe with a boner walking around this deck. Okay. Just serve some potatoes and steak and we'll be fine.
So they start taking clown nose on. They keep showing him in that clown makeup and think it's hilarious. It's just so cringe. Please stop. Just leave me alone with this. Leave me alone with the chef. Don't leave me alone with it. I mean, just leave me alone.
I know.
X him out of my life is what I'm at. Cut the chef, please.
So now Joe is sitting with the ladies and they're at this like red table. Everything looks very Valentine's-y. And Ashley is doing so one of them asks like if any of them have done 23andMe, and Ashley's like, oh my God, that's like a never have I ever question. That's hilarious. So then Amy says, okay, well, now that you brought it up, I do kind of have some pre-written questions, everyone. We're going to play a little bit of a game, Lisa Rinna style. Okay, I'm sure America's going to love this. Okay, everyone's got a question. Read a question, guys.
Okay, never have I ever gotten a lap dance. Oh my God, somebody's drinking. Never have I ever been kidnapped from a mall in a small town. Today, some old person on a boat. Oh my God, we're all drinking. Oh my God. Never ever had my mother kidnapped and then been blackmailed that I'll only get her head back in a box if I date some old man on a boat.
Never have I ever auditioned to be on the new Vanderpump Rules, but then somehow wound up on this strange dating sub show on Below Deck. Oh my God. It's just me drinking. Okay. It's fine.
Never have I ever thought I was going to be the new Vanna White, except that Vanna White refuses to retire, which leaves me as a whore on a boat.
So they're all doing this. It's funny. They're joking. And again, Anna is a compulsive liar because they're like everything they do, she drinks too. It's like, never have I ever been part of a donkey show in Tijuana. And she's like, I'll drink to that. I'm like, Anna, you have not done that. I'm telling you this right now. You have not done that.
Yeah. And they have like the Mile High Club questions. And then someone's like, what's the Mile High Club? And Joe says, yeah, it's where you have some crazy sex on an airplane at 35,000 feet.
And Marilee is like, that's disgusting.
Anybody else is like, hot. Oh, gross. Yeah, she's like, that's nasty. And Anna's like, yeah, it's hot. I've done it. Yeah, back when peanut allergies were still a thing even. Yeah, I'm a rebel. I'm Anna. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I did it on the Concorde last year. And so he's like, yeah, I guess it depends on what you're playing, right? So then they serve more food. And now Kizzy and Kathy are folding
towels. But can I ask you a question? Have you ever heard gazpacho presented this way? Okay, so for a starter, we've got gazpacho with pesto, flour, basil, and some marinated heirloom tomatoes. Flower? Did he mean flower like?
Maybe an edible flower. Oh. I don't think there's good. I don't think that you're going to have like flour, like F-L-O-U-R.
And a gazpacho, right? I don't think so, but.
That's a weird seasoning. Unless it's like his way of talking about bread. So what we have here is we've got aged and cooked flour. We like to call that bread, and some basil. Because there is bread in a lot of gazpacho. But I agree, flour, it's a strange choice.
So Kizzy and Kathy are folding towels, and Kizzy's like, oh, I wonder if it's going to be like The Bachelor. And the last night he'll say, would you like to come to my bed? And Kathy's like, stop it. Well, after you know what, just in case.
Kizzy goes, lay out some condoms. She goes, no, I was going to say lay out various petals, but that's okay, you slut. And Kizzy's like, oh, and condoms, safety first. So they're still playing games and talking up at the dinner table. And Ashley, this woman Ashley's saying, oh, never have I ever stood a date up. And they all are like drinking and stuff. And then Josh brings some more food, his lobster and chicken. And then never have I ever turned my underwear inside out so I don't have to wash it. What sort of questions are these? Amy, are you really... How is this going to be productive to finding someone, their girlfriend? These are not helpful questions.
And how does that work anyway? You turn your underwear inside out. How does that help? Because isn't that just going to make both sides of your underwear smell like ass? I don't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's like a thing that people do, but I don't think it's helpful.
I don't think that's helpful. Double ass in it. So then I've never, ever, ever kissed a friend's ex. And Anna's like, donkey show, Mexico. I was like, damn.
I know. And then she goes, and then she's like, donkey show, Mexico, gone to jail. It's like, hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm like, what are you even talking about? That doesn't even apply to the situation.
So Amy goes, wow, you are just so fascinating.
Yogurt parfait with white chocolate, basil, ganache. I want everything to have basil in it. Tonight, everyone, basil for the fascinating moment with Joe. Here it is.
I'm telling you right now, if you ever serve me a yogurt parfait on a fucking super yacht, you're going overboard. That is a lot of nerve to serve a fucking yogurt parfait on a super yacht. What are you talking about?
Well, it's like there was an episode of Barefoot Contessa once where someone won some sort of like auction or silent auction to have lunch with Ina Garten, Alec Baldwin, and Mariska Hargitay, and they made that an episode. And so she's like, here's what I'm going to make for our auction winner. And she made them a trifle. And it was little. I'm like, she made lobster mac and cheese and a trifle. It's like, someone probably paid thousands of dollars for this opportunity, and you're making them a parfait, essentially. You're putting whipped cream and raspberries in a glass for thousands of dollars. Come on, Ina Garten, I love you, but you got to step it up. You got to make Betty's chocolate cake or something.
Yeah, they'll parfait me. Then we go over to Kathy. It's bedtime. So Kathy wants a hug from Aisha before bed, and Kizzy sees, and she's like, she's the golden girl right now, and that's fine. She can have that. I mean, I don't know. Why am I crying right now? I just want to be the best.
So then Max and Max is out on like the bow or somewhere. He's at some part of the boat outside, and he's getting, I think, Joe. He's trying to hypnotize Joe. He's like, okay, so what you need to do is breathe in and then, okay, breathe out to a deeper state of relaxation. Okay, how's it feel? Feel good, Joe? Does it feel good?
Sandy's watching this from her area of the bridge, and she's like, what the hell's going on down there? What is going on? It's like, oh, it's a ball of energy. Okay, now. Oh, gosh. He wants to watch wind now. I can see it in his eyes.
Lock the bridge. Lock the bridge.
Okay. Now, anytime you hear the word shami, you will do a small dance. You've been hypnotized. So Joe's like, that felt really good. Oh, God. You know, things are getting a little sloppy right now. Ever since Joe got on board, I feel like they're more interested in having fun than doing the job. Okay. And now is where I really want to see Nathan elevating as a leader. Not just going back, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to my cabin. I'm going to watch the season finale of Wind. It's supposed to be a good one. Oh, my God.
So Amy takes Bachelor Joe outside to talk, and she's like, okay, well, we have the opportunity for two special dates tomorrow, so let's focus on the two you are the most interested in. And he's like, fair. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, let's take Alicia. And he goes, well, we seem to have a lot of interests and traits. Okay, Marielle. And he's like, well, I mean, she's funny and genuinely nice, but Ashley was lovely. And she had a genuine interest in getting to know me. You know, she asked me where I bought my hair. That was really sweet. She asked me what I was looking at, why my eyes wouldn't focus. I thought that was kind. You know, she handed me a tissue to wipe the tears out of my eyes. I didn't even know I was crying. Where are we? What's my name?
What's my okay, address? And tell me about Anna. Anna, what about Anna? And he says, she's just been, you know, she's been her own unique and independent self. And that's great. There are definitely three people I'd like to get to know more. Okay. Yeah, but it has to be two. You can only cut down to two. He's like, okay, well, since I've said very specific things about each one of them, this is going to be a very hard choice to make. I mean, there's the one who I genuinely liked and the one who I liked genuinely. And I don't know, it's going to be hard to choose between the two of them, genuinely.
Yeah, so now we're not going to see his decision because it's TV. So she's like, well, they're both amazing women. And he goes, yeah, fair.
Fair enough.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So everyone's going to bed and Alicia is with the other girls. Alicia's one of the bachelorettes and says, she's going to go to the bathroom. And then Alicia goes up to Kizzy and it's like, hey, can you grab Joe for 2 seconds? Because she wants to have some one-on-one time with Bachelor Joe.
Yeah, so then Anna's getting more pictures taken. She's like, oh my God, I've got so much content. If I get kicked off this boat, I mean, I'm still going to have so much. I mean, nothing's going to bring me down. Oh my God, donkey show on land coming up. So then Kizzy goes to get Bachelor Joe and brings him up. And he is... we see Anna talking to Ashley. So Anna's like, well, I'm like down for the yacht, but like, I'm not down for him. I have no interest in that poor person. Where did they get this confused elderly person? I've seen people wandering around on the freeway pushing shopping carts that look like they have more, you know, self-confidence than this guy. Where did they find this man, this disgusting man?
So then we go and Ashley goes, I think he's sweet. So then we go to Joe and Alicia. They're kind of having their moment. And apparently he only is interested in women whose names start with the letter A. We've got Anna, Alicia, and Ashley. And then poor Marielle with that M. She's never going to last. So Bachelor Joe's like, hey.
He's just there. A very typical guy. It's like, hey, give me all of the thin blonde ladies who have the same face and hair. Thanks. That's all I want.
He got basically like a binder. He got a binder of women. What's his face style? He got a binder of women and he's like, I can't get through the A's. Let's just choose from this chapter. I don't want to read through the whole binder. Just choose from here and put them on the yacht.
Yeah. But the important thing is that, you know, beyond looks, that you have something in common that you can have a really good conversation with, because looks don't last forever and conversation does. So I think he really might have found the right one. So here's the conversation. Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nice to see you. So... what's happening?
Just chilling.
Yeah? You okay?
Yeah.
I mean, get them married. Chills. Get them married immediately. Fucking amazing. Chills. Like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's my question.
I mean, to be able to witness the beginning of just such a torrid love affair, it's just, I feel honored.
The repartee. Telling you. So Ashley and Anna can hear them. So they're talking in a different section and they're eavesdropping on them. And so now we're back to Alicia. And she's like, yeah, like, I don't want a picture with Barcelona. I want to get to know you. Because some of the girls just like, you know, want pictures of Barcelona. But like, you're the real ticket. And he goes, wow, yeah. Thank you. This is Tommy Bahama I'm wearing. But you know what I like about you is that you have genuine questions and interests. And I appreciate authenticity. For example, how you told me I'm better than Barcelona. That's important.
You have a great vibe. And like, kindness doesn't come around often. I like you. Yeah.
He's like, fair. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, fair. Yeah. I feel the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's all I really had to say. Do you have something you want to say? Because I'm just going to say yes. So, and then
I'm really glad you came and found me. Okay. I'm really glad. So,
yeah, this is like so weird, huh?
Oh, come here. Come here. You're going to get a kiss on the cheek. Let me give you a kiss. So then they
kiss.
How
do we do it? Can you show me where I should put my head? Can you put your hand on my cheek so I know where I should aim my head for the kiss?
He's like, why are you kissing that piece of cobblestone you found on the street? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I would rather kiss him than you, Barcelona. Just throws it over the neck. He's like, fair. So, yeah.
It's so awkward. He pulls her in. He puts his hand on her cheek and she wasn't expecting it. She's like, I wasn't finished with my comparison of you and Barcelona content, but that's okay. And so she sort of gives him, he like kisses her on the cheek. And then you could see she's like, oh, I guess I should do this. So then they have like a little peck, but then they actually start to kiss, like kiss, kiss. And it was cringy. All three versions were cringy.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, I've got a heart on now. I need to go call my daughter. What a weird, little weird exit. So they part ways. And then the other girls are still listening. So Ashley's like, oh yeah, that girl kissed him. Well, I'm stealing him from her. I'm like, oh, why? Okay. Why are you, this guy's a loser. What are you guys doing? Have some self-respect. I'm embarrassed for all of you.
Yeah. So people are waking up. It's the next morning. People are waking up. Stuff's going in the water. And Sandy's like, hey, Nathan, are they going to use the toys at all? He's like, I don't know. He's like, you know what? I've been on this show for 9 years, but I'm going to say something crazy. All right. Just get ready. Don't worry about the slide. Nathan Charter. No slides.
So Aisha joins Kizzy and Kathy in the mess. And Kizzy's like, oh, this is the gossip from last night. Primary went to bed. And then like 2 minutes later, Alicia's like, can you go wake up Joe for me? Drew's trying to get him. I really don't know who's in the lead. I've got no clue.
Kizzy's like, honestly, neither do I. Kathy's a bitch, by the way. Okay. What do you want me to do next? So then we see Nathan. Nathan goes and relieves Joe from toy duty, like putting out the toys and stuff. He's like, go downstairs and eat. So then Joe now goes to the galley and he's like, he's looking at the food and he's getting food from the chef. And now he's hanging around here, there. It's 20 minutes, then it's 30 minutes, then it's 40. He takes an hour to eat a sandwich, basically.
Yeah. And so he never goes back to the deck. And then we see him brushing his teeth and putzing around, taking his time. And now it's 40 minutes on break and then 45. And Nathan's like, okay, well, will you stay on the swim platform for 15 minutes while he eats breakfast? And he's like, sure. So then we go to Alicia and the bachelor, Joe, eating breakfast. And he's like, okay, wait, you ready for some convo? Yeah. What do you normally eat for breakfast? She's like, eggs. It's like, oh my God, this decision is so hard.
I love all her genuine interests. So now the swim deck is empty because the swim deck is empty. So Joe decides because it's empty, he's going to do a deck check. So he leaves the swim deck, even though Nathan told him to stay at the swim deck for 15 minutes while he has his breakfast. And note that it takes Nathan 15 minutes to eat his breakfast, not a full hour. So Nathan is eating his breakfast and Joe is just wandering around doing who knows what, just wandering. And so Captain Sandy comes up to see the guests and she sees that no one's on the swim deck and she gets really upset. So she's like, hey, Nathan, can you come to the aft deck? Nathan, hey, can you be like, can you do that thing that all the men don't do for Norma, which is show up? Can you meet me here? Okay, come on. Someone, show up.
Okay, Nathan, maybe that was the wrong analogy to use because you're doing what all of the guys do with Norma and you're just ignoring. Okay, can I please get an answer? Okay, I need an answer on the radio.
Okay, to quote Norma's dating profile, are there any men out there? Anyone?
AFDECT.
So instead of Deckhand Joe going to Sandy to fix the problem, he goes down to the mess to get Nathan to tell him. He's like, Nathan, Sandy wants you. So then Nathan's like, what's wrong? So then he has to run up to find Sandy. So he's like, I'm just finishing up eating. I'll be there in 2 seconds. So she comes to the crew mess to see Max, Nathan, and Deckhand's Joe. And so Kathy is down there basically sitting in Max's lap. So everyone looks like they're having fun. And Captain Sandy does not like this. She's like, we need deck crew on deck. Okay. Don't make me plant heroin in all of your fanny packs. You want to know what that's like? Ask a girl whose name rhymes with banana.
Okay. I don't want to see all three of you in the crew mess on a charter day together ever again. And he's like, but I just came down for not on a charter. No, someone needs to be on the swim platform. That upsets me. That upsets me. When you're in charter, stay alert. Don't relax. Make sure the guests are safe. Nathan knows better. You keep your eye on the prize. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Hi, baby.
Hey, mommy.
What you doing?
I just got to say hi, Sandy.
Oh, yeah, I'm just yelling at everyone for not paying attention. What are you up to? Just little bear there? Sick, put little bear on real quick. Hold on 1 second. You guys get back up on the deck. I don't want to see people slacking off.
So Nathan's like, oh God. And she goes, it's not okay. And he goes, I know it's not. I know it's not. You're a leader. You should be setting an example. So she's pissed off. So now Amy has now arrived at the breakfast. So she's asking if she can borrow Bachelor Joe. So she takes him. And meanwhile, Nathan is pissed off. So he's like, we need people on the platform at all times, Joe. And he's like, oh, no, mate. No, but I'm fucking fuming now. Look at me. I'm fuming. I'm fuming about it. He's like, but I don't understand why. He goes, oh, but you know, you need to stay on the swim platform.
Oh, Nathan, when he gets angry like my grandfather. But I know it's not personal. And he just wants the job done correctly. You know, I'm slacking a little bit because obviously he's me best mate a little bit as well. But, you know, we've got this under control. We're just ironing out the creases.
And so then we go to Amy and Bachelor Joe. And she's like, Joseph, the two people who are not going to continue on, I think that should come from you. Because I've had to break up with a lot of women so far. And it's awkward. Okay?
He's like, do you know how many times I've had to say, listen, from one A-named girl to another A-named girl, I feel a sisterhood with you, but unfortunately we can't keep you here. It's hard every single time I have to send someone with the letter A in their name home.
All right, fair. So then we cut to Max talking to V, and he's like, just to let you know, we have been told off by Captain Sandy this morning, so we don't want to be too much in the room. And she's like, oh my God, I love how he talks to me. Just such a sweet man. The way he looks into my eyes when he tells me not to waste time in the room.
So hot. So Amy is like, Joe, I'm going to let you speak for yourself. So Joe, ladies, Anna and
Marielle.
Did you say your name again? She doesn't
speak. Marielle.
Would you like to name yourself a Marielle? I think that would work well for you with this charter. A Marielle? No? Okay. Joe's got something to say.
Okay, guys. So I just wanted to let you know and be upfront that I've selected to have 2 dates with other ladies on the boat, Alicia and Ashley. They both start with an A. One talked to me about eggs, and one of them said I look like Barcelona and they wanted to wrap their vaginas around me. So I've enjoyed time together, but I'm not going to pursue anything with you. I can't see a damn thing in here. Does anybody have a Josh Groban CD we could put on as these ladies walk down the dock?
Joe, this is a serious experience. Women's hearts are on the line. I'm going to need you to stop doing your Katharine Hepburn impersonation.
That's just how it is. It's just how I talk, ladies.
This is just so old white man of Joe to be like, well,
I know it's,
you know, I'm a rich guy. I can't get a date in a normal place. So I guess I'll get a bunch of prostitutes on a boat. But to escort out a boat and see if it works.
Escort Olympics. So they're like, oh yeah. Marielle's like, oh God, thank God. Get me off this boat. I don't want to do this anymore. They're like, no hard feelings. Can we get to land now? Please, please, please. So then we see Kathy. Kathy is in the cabin and she's like, somebody's been naughty. Because look at the pillowcase in Joe's cabin. Battle of Joe's cabin. There's foundation. And where there's foundation, there's a slut. So good job, slut who got in here last night.
I say Alicia. Lift that pillowcase to the side of Kizzy's face and see if it matches.
Ooh, yeah, actually, honestly.
You never know. Kizzy could be trying to get an exit strategy going.
That'd be good. So Captain Sandy goes, okay, so Nathan, let's do a recap, okay? I'm a little amped because I thought it was the season finale of Wind. It was just Sweeps Week. Oh, God, it was such a big episode. I thought surely season finale. We still got 8 more episodes left. So I'm just like, my heart's racing. And so I'm a little bit on fire today. And I just want to say, I walk right into the crew mess. And you're sitting there while we have guests on board. And then Joe, you know, since Joe's been on board, it's become more of a brotherly love fest. And I love that. I love love. But you know what? You can't do this anymore, okay? I love your friendship, but this is a fine line. It's Charter 4. Rally them. Stay focused. Let them see your professionalism, okay? Give them hugs. Give them Branzino. Set up a banana. Do whatever you need to do, but show that you're in charge and motivate.
He's like, yeah, 100%. Captain's right. I'm in the leadership role. I can't really be as friendly as I would like to be with the deck team. So by 11:30, we're going to head back to the dock due to weather, okay? So guess what? I want to beat the wind. Okay, I'm going to beat the wind. Someone give me a foam finger or something. I don't want to break the TV screen.
Defense. So he doesn't want to let down Captain Sandy. Amy... too late. Amy tells Aisha that Anna's going to be leaving and Marielle. And Aisha's like, so those girls leave. We're down to two. And Max is like, oh, Anna, you have to leave. You have to go. She's like, yeah, I think I was too much for that guy anyway. Going to Saint-Tropez now.
So then Aisha's telling Josh the update. She's like, two girls have been asked to leave on the spot. He's like, did they like gluten or did they hate gluten? Which ones were they?
Well, honored Marielle, and I'm very shocked that he sent an A home. We're literally down to 4 guests tonight. Yes!
Starts like fucking the air. He's like, yeah.
He's like, unfortunately, they've all developed seafood and gluten allergies and also peanut allergies. It all happened last night. I hope you're okay with it, Josh. She's like, oh, no. So, Bachelor Joe's with Alicia and talking with him, just more like flirting and stuff. And now we have Nathan, Kizzy, and Kathy sitting around. And Kathy's like, Nathan, can I tell you something? There was foundation on his pillowcase. And Kizzy's like, naughty. He's like, yeah, I bet my whole salary that he's going back to, he's going to pick her. That's the one to go for.
Yeah, she's seen her prey and she's going for it. She's asserted her dominance. And Kizzy's like, she's pissed on him. And Kathy says, well, I was going to say sprayed by a skunk, but sorry, I need to learn more loose girl terms.
What I'm trying to say is both women left are total sluts and skanks. But meanwhile, Ashley walks by right behind Kathy's back and she doesn't see her.
So now Alicia is talking to Bachelor Joe and we see why she stays. Because she saves like the good... like gossip, but good information for later in the game. And so she goes, guess what? I have a wild middle name. You're never going to guess it. Smokler.
He goes, that's badass. Fair enough. No, I guess why I'd never guess it. Smokler.
So now Nathan is trying to be really like in charge. So it's like, all right, listen, I need you to do the railings and I need you to do the floor. Don't question me. Just do the floors. Why are you questioning me?
Yeah. And he's just, he's bossing people around. But actually, I felt like this was like good. You know, there have been times in the past where a bosun gets yelled at. A bosun's being irresponsible. They get yelled at and then they go on a power trip and you can see like they were being a bad bosun and now they're going to like take it out on their team. But I actually felt like in this situation, I felt like he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to be friends anymore. I'm going to be an authority figure. And I thought he took charge well. I thought he pivoted well. And I was like, I feel like Joe is the fucker in this situation, and he got Nathan in so much trouble, and like he's barely even acknowledged like that it was his fault and that he's being a lazy asshole. So I was like proud of Nathan for stepping up into his leadership space here.
Yeah, except that he was also one of the ones fucking around constantly. So, but yeah.
Yeah, but ultimately he was like, he did tell Joe, you have to stay on the swim platform. Like, and if Joe had just done that one thing, no one would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah. So then work. Yeah. Kathy goes to laundry and Aisha's talking to Kizzy. So Aisha's like, oh my God, she's just so experienced. I'm real into her. I just love Kathy. I mean, I could wake up every Sunday morning and read about her adventures. That's how much I love her.
Kizzy, I hope you don't mind. I printed out this mask of Kathy so you could wear hers. That way there's two Kathys. Because it's just so sad when I come around a corner. I'm like, Kathy, but it's just Kizzy. So now it's always Kathy. You don't mind wearing it, do you?
I've just started to feel that she's so talented that it's horrible to just give her one stripe. I'm going to give her five Kathys. I'm just going to have little Kathys printed out and put them all up and down all of our sleeves.
So Nathan's asking Max to stay on the swim platform, and Nathan goes to Aisha to bitch about the situation, and he's like, I need to ask you something. Joe took way too long to get a quick bite to eat this morning, right? And she's like, yes. And he's like, because Captain came down and there was no one on the swim platform, and so I get bogged, and how am I gonna handle that situation? And she's like, no, you gotta be more strict, you gotta like be on top of them, like, you know, like. And he's like, I don't want to be a dick, but she's like, you're not being a dick, you're their boss, and it's okay. Like, but you know, like they make mistakes, but you know what, they become our mistakes. And then all of a sudden Max comes like wandering up from the swim platform up to where they are, and Nathan's like, what the fuck are you doing? I just told you to stay at the swim platform. Like, what is wrong with, like, I feel like it's like the simplest thing is just to stand in this one space, and these guys cannot stay put.
He's like, but I want to go to the toilet. He's like, just stay there and I'll swap out with you because we need one person on the swim platform at all times.
He's like, but I know, but poo-poo in my body. No, come on, please help me out here.
Well, if he knows there has to be one person on the swim platform, why would he leave? Because they've been going toilet. Maybe that's why.
Ah, this is the thing that fucking winds me up. It's common sense. I'm going to have to get to that stage now where I'm just going to fucking be a dick. I'm just fucking pissed off. And then Max is on the swim platform like, I guess I'll just have to squeeze it in. Yeah, unless you want to shit on the swim platform. You will do that thing that we all do for all of our lives. You hold it in.
Yeah, you hold it, buddy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go down to the galley, and Aisha and Kizzy are fanning their skirts. And Aisha's like, oh, can you smell my vag? It's really wafting.
Josh is like, did you say, can you smell my vag? It's really wafting. You know I'm trying to cook over here, right? She's
like, oh, I definitely don't have a smelly vag. I just don't want people to think that.
So now we go to the swim platform, and Nathan asks Max if he wants to go to the toilet now. And he's like, oh, I forgot. I will squeeze. So now Aisha is punching her vag, and she's like, oh, she's ironclad, this vag. She's been through walls, this one, eh?
By the way, I've got something to add to this. So, you know, it's interesting, guys. It's time to bring the toys in, toys that have not been used at all this charter. Because, you know, it's so interesting because the clients, they look out and they say, but the weather looks fine, but it's coming. It's coming. It's like they say in Wind of Thrones, weather is coming. Okay. The problem is getting stuck out there, and it just starts rocking and rolling. We lose our stabilizer. We lose an engine. We all sink. Okay. And then maybe, you know, 80 years later, they make an amazing movie about us, but by then we're gone. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but we can't do this, even if there is going to be a good movie. So we got to go back to Doc.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you what no one wants. Captain Bran. Okay.
So we go to the swim platform. It's clear.
No one wants that.
And now what?
No one wants that. Just reiterating. It's a very important point. No one wants that.
So the swim platform's clear. They haul the anchor. And now it's time for lunch. So Aisha's up with the guests. And she's like, oh, I love when the boat's moving and we're cruising. Do you smell my vag? That's all I want to know.
And Amy's like, God, I wish we could have gone swimming. Amy, what have you been doing all day long? You guys have been plopped there in the middle of the water for hours. Why did you not take a dip?
So now we go to the crew mess, and Max is like, oh, Kathy, you are cute without makeup. And she's like, did you not think I was cute before? And he's like, oh, but I'm being honest with you, eh? It's so honest, your face with no makeup. Oh. She goes, okay, well, apart from my fake nose, my fake boobs, and my fake hair, you mean?
He goes, ah, you are made in China. So everyone laughs. And he apologizes afterwards. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for saying that you were made in China. She's like, no, it was funny. You know, I'm a relationship girl. I don't think I've ever been single for more than 3 months. I can't help it. They just fall in love with me and I can't say no. What's that song? I'm just a stew who can't say no and does things really, really well, better than the other stews. I love that song.
And she's like, you know what? I'm obviously just so great. Hopefully as a person, and it's not just in bed, you know, but I just love having someone to talk to and share things with and travel with. But I'm just trying to learn to say no to people that I don't see a future with. So for now, we're just about fun.
So they dock. Tonight's theme is romance. And, we see V and Joe flirting on the deck. I just don't know why she's into me. And now they're docking. No chatter on the radios. We're gonna dock. Are we gonna do it? And they dock. Everything's fine.
Safe. Yeah. So then Bachelor Joe's like, one time I did those boat clubs and they gave me my boat and I had a big current and I was like, whoa, let me just gun it. And I just kind of swung in the end in and everyone was watching, having a drink like, who's this idiot? Oh, God, that was good times, guys. And all the ladies are like, why are we with this loser?
Yeah, now that they are docked and they can see land, it's like the haze is lifted and you can already see them being like, wait a second. Why are we talking to this guy when there's an entire country of like super hot Spaniards on the other end of that passerelle?
Yeah.
Let's just bide our time until we can get off this boat.
Truly. Well, there's two girls left. Not sure who the bachelor's going to pick, but Diddy's going to be Ox, and I'm going to be fanning my vagina right into the middle of that conversation the entire time.
A test of endurance. It's like the Crucible and the Marines.
So Nathan and Joe are in their cabin changing, and Nathan's like, oh, it was quite an interesting day, bro. We can do better, bro. He's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, we got... So people are going up to dinner and everything. And Josh, he's in his clown makeup and he's reading off his phone. And he says, now that Kizia is single, I'll indulge in this current tide. Fully alive, eyes dilated through no fault of mine. High off sexy fumes of lava scented pheromones. If love was that, this goes on for a while. This is a whole paragraph. I'm not going to go through all of it. He has a poem that he's reading in clown and you just get it.
He's so gross.
More entertaining for him than it is for us.
Lavender-scented pheromones. If love was the drug, wait until you taste me. Wait until you taste me. Now we just need 5 more minutes of soothing, blissful fucking minutes before the alarm smashes down the stifles of silence. I'm waiting for that alarm to stifle down the stifles of silence. Shut the fuck up. Kick him off this boat. This man's a creep and he's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah, seriously. Ashley and Alicia are getting ready for dinner and they're trading notes. And, Ashley's like, so you've kissed him already, right? She's like, I haven't kissed him. I'm going to get competitive. Okay, girl. Well, try to compete with having a middle name that's Smokler. Wait, was that me who has Smokler as the middle name? I don't know. I don't even know which one of us is us anymore. Kind of just the same.
So down in the mess, Joe notices they're all there and he's like, wait a minute, we shouldn't be in the crew mess together, should we? And Max is like, oh, we should be on swim platform. And so they go to the swim platform. So now it's cleaning. And now Deccan Joe and Nathan. So Nathan's like, where are ya? And he's like, I'm on standby in the crew mess. And he's like, oh, Joe, if you can keep doing the port side main deck, please. And Max, go on the starboard side on the main aft, and we can't be sitting around, lads. And Captain Sandy's like, this is ridiculous.
And Joe's like, okay. So somewhere around here, Joe is getting very salty. He's like, it's like a different person. It's like, no, because you fucked up. You fucked up, Joe. You fucked up, Joe. So there's more cleaning and stuff. And now they're having this dinner, which I guess this is more of the Valentine's Day looking dinner. This is all red and flowers everywhere. So Ashley's like, are you looking to have more kids? He's like, yeah, I'm thinking like 10, maybe 12. I don't know. What are you thinking? They're like, wow, that means we have to have sex with you at least 10 times.
And yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll see myself out now. Yeah, bye. So then Nathan and Deckhand Joe, he's like, so what were you actually doing when we were on the sun deck doing the carpet? And he's like, oh, I've done bridge deck. And then I just went to crack on. He's like, bro, you can't just decide what you're going to do. You have to ask me. I'm the boss, all right? He's like, okay, no problem. And so Nathan just kind of reads him for filth. And he just keeps saying, no problem, no problem. He's like, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And this is when Joe's like, oh my, who even is this person? This isn't me best mate. Who is he?
Yeah, it's like, well, you fucked it up. Like, you took advantage. And now you can't complain about it because you took advantage. So Nathan's like, I'm honestly going to start getting fucking cranky. I mean, there's fingerprints. Look, fingerprints here, fingerprints there. I know we're on the charter, but don't do that. And Max's like, oh, but like the second I stay here, so I stay here, do this. He's like, Max, don't fucking speak back. Just do what I say, okay? We're in charter. Do your job. Deckhands, stainless paint. That's it. Deckhands.
Like, and Max says, I feel a lack of respect, though. Emotionally, I'm about to be a storm. Okay.
He's your boss. He's your boss. Just do what he tells you to do. Do your job.
Do your job.
Do your job.
Vicky coming back to OC. Do your job. So then,
all right, now you got a job. Do your job.
Now he sends Max down for 2 hours and Max is all mad. Okay, final dinner time. It's final dinner. We're down to two girls, one old man, all for the marbles. Bachelor Joe's marbles specifically. Still eating popcorn.
And Amy has her own private dinner, which is funny. She's going to have an old fashioned burger, which is what I like to call a burger.
A burger.
It's a hamburger. I'll have one of those old fashioned, old timey burgers. I was like, is that like a burger on a penny farthing? What are you talking about? It's just a burger.
So they come and Ashley's like, hey, Bachelor Joe, you want to be my Valentine? And he's like, whoa, the food's here. Thank goodness. Wow. Good timing with that one.
Speaking of which, what do you guys think about Valentine's Day? Do I have to actually do anything special when that happens? She's like, absolutely. Like, well, at least give me some flowers. Okay, so what I'm hearing is nothing and nothing. Got it. Won't do anything for Valentine's Day. We didn't say that. No, as far as I can hear, I'm only hearing do another Valentine's Day. Okay, your words, not mine. Okay, great.
And while we see this Valentine's Day start to unravel, we see another V-Day start to unravel when Deckhand Joe's like, last season, we had a laugh. We had a joke. We were dancing together. It was a happy vibe. Let's roll the clips of us trying too hard to prove to you that we're bros. But now he's the bosun and I have to respect his position on board. I just hope it doesn't cause a rip in our friendship. I hope it doesn't get to that level.
Yeah, they probably will. So Nathan goes, yeah, okay, so this is the standard. This is what I respect for you, bro, okay? That's it, okay? I'm sorry again. I'm so sorry. So Captain, Sandy, the chef makes Captain Sandy a plate of dinner. And then, I guess they have to show this because, there's not really much in terms of dinner on this episode. Actually, if anything, the chef has a pretty easy charter because no one's eating in the first place. Cause everyone's on like one long extended date and, you know, people don't like to eat on dates, you know, and then there's fewer and fewer people. So he's just basically, by the end of it, he's like, whatever, I'm just putting out coleslaw and French fries.
Like, yeah, enjoy. I know. I love it. There's like zero effort. So then Kathy and Kizzy are talking and Kathy's like, Max notices everything about me. I mean, he went, you've got no makeup on. Like 2 seconds he looked at me. I might kiss Max just for the drama. And Kizzy's like, oh, cheeky, cheeky. Let's have a three-way kiss. Can't we just get drunk and share?
It's like, no, I haven't got enough tongue for everyone. That's my way of saying, stay out of it, bitch. Because he's like, that's true. Well, you're going to be on the sidelines being like, let me in, let me in. She's like, oh, you're terrible. Note that I said I want to kiss him first. So don't see what you're trying to do here, Kizzy.
And Kizzy's not even into Max, right? Like, when did Kizzy get into Max?
Well, she's sort of like generally been like testing out everything. I think she was into Joe, but then like Joe seemed to be interested in V. So now she started her thing of like, oh, V is a crazy person. V, by the way, they've just totally edited out of the show. The past two episodes, she's just sort of a spectral presence floating in and out of the background of scenes.
Well, this show is like a man, isn't it? The show's like a guy. Yeah. The second you show interest, they're like, they cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, never mind. Let's focus on Kizzy.
Yeah, so then we go back to the romantic dinner, and Joe's like, well, I mean, I would want, would you want a guy that's 6 inches shorter to roll around with? And they're both like, no. And Ashley says, well, I mean, you're all the same height when you're laying down, right? No.
That doesn't make sense.
To answer your question, what they're saying. No.
I know what you're saying, but no. So they all, they finish dinner, they have creme brulees. And they're toasting 7 years of bad sex. Got to look in each other's eyes. And Aisha's like, wow, they're having like really deep conversations, Captain Sandy. And I brought these couples questions cards. And once a week, I want to do that on like a date with Scott. Because now that we've been together for so long, I get really lazy asking for stuff.
Me too. You know, I'm just the same. I'll just be like, can we text it to each other?
So, I like that.
I just love this whole, like, Captain Sandy in love season. It's so funny. They're like, wow, look, Captain Sandy smiled 3 times. She must be in love.
So now people are in cabins. So Nathan is FaceTiming with Gail. She's like, what's been happening? And he's like, oh, it's just fucking hectic, man. So honestly, cop's been on my ass.
Is that why you're not sleeping? Sorry, you'll figure something out.
He's like, yeah, I want to go to bed. Don't we have great chemistry?
Yeah, get some rest.
Yeah, I will. Good night.
The repartee. So now we go to Bachelor Joe with Alicia and Ashley, and now they're on the sun deck on the big couch. So Bachelor Joe's like, well, I appreciate you guys being good sports. And post-yacht, here's what I want to do. I want to hang out with both of you, honestly. Can we just do that? And Ashley's like, hang out with both of us. I don't like that. Like, you want to just date both of us and then figure it out?
He's like, I'm not asking to date both of you guys. It's not like Polly. I just like to get to know you a little bit better before. When you go to the buffet, you gotta try some things before you know what you're gonna settle on for round two. She's like, well, it's not like a buffet. Well, I'm not saying it's like a buffet, but like what I'm trying to say is you both kind of remind me of food that's in a dish over a low flame. You know what I'm saying? That's literally like a buffet. Okay, well, let me see if I can put this any better. I don't know.
I just want to keep you both warm with cans of some lighter fluid that you like, and it keeps things food warm.
It's a buffet.
All right, well.
What if it's something like you just pay for, like, hey, let's go on a date. We pay for it up front. And then afterwards, we can have as much dating as we want afterwards. And also, you guys can both hold spoons and like in the shape of a ladle.
That's
I think, and weirdly, that's a buffet. So.
Yeah, it's still a buffet. Yeah. So everyone's pissed at him. Like, they don't like him. They don't like this at all. And so he leaves, and Ashley's like, that was weird. That was actually, like, pussy energy.
That's right, girls. I've been a wafting.
Oh, God. I smell that, too. Yeah, I smell that, too.
Yeah, they both are not into him. And I thought they were both, like, saying they're not into him, but then one of them was going to be like, aha, got her off. I got her off the scent.
Yeah, that's right.
But then the other one was going to be like, yeah, I mean, go back to Joe. But he actually hold a pretty good united front on this one.
Yeah.
So
doesn't one of them say, she goes, one of them goes, I mean, come on. You're not a prize, sir. You're balding.
I missed that.
Even as a bald person, I was like, that was so rude, but also very funny. So they go to bed, and then Ashley's like, yeah, he probably has a small dick anyway. Loser. They just keep talking shit about him. And the other
they also
like,
text
I don't even
Amy.
Think he realizes what he does. What a loser.
They text Amy also and says, we both just dumped Joe. So they're over it. They're over it. It's the next morning. And Kizzy leaves a note with all the gossip for everyone. Next morning, Max comes out of his cabin and Kizzy runs up and jumps into his arms. Like all of a sudden, Kizzy is all about Max. She's had all this time to be about Max. She's never been about Max. And even when she was with Tommy, she was never showed that much interest. He always seemed like he was like option number three for her. And now suddenly she's jumping into his arms very conveniently. And Kathy's watching like, that's strange, but okay. I see you. I see what you're up to.
Yeah, interesting. So then Bachelor Joe is trying it again in the morning. So he comes up to Alicia, who's pissed. And he's like, so I'm sorry last night was so challenging. She goes, yeah, me too. Like, that was weird. I mean, I liked you and we had a genuine connection and that's it. And he goes, fair. Oh, he's so annoying. Stop trying to talk like you're a fucking millennial, sir. Just stop.
I know.
And she's like, you get it? And he goes, well, I appreciate you trying to understand. I just want to spend more time getting to know you. Yeah, this man is in a life where he can't get attention from a woman because he's a fucking loser. So he paid for this experience and he wants it to last longer than his time. You know, we've seen this man kicked out of strip clubs for, you know, wanting to continue his lap dance past $100 multiple times. No, you're not going to get it. Okay. No free trips, sir.
Backing up just a little bit, two important things happen, which is that Ashley wakes up first and she just leaves the boat. So she's already gone. She goes and she gets her luggage and she leaves the boat. She's like, bye. She doesn't say bye to Amy. She doesn't say bye to Joe. She's just gone. The other, actually, I would argue to say even more important thing that happened is that Kathy brought some rags into the galley and is like, guys, I've tried a new fold. This way these rags will fit in the cabinet better. And they do, everyone. They do. I was like, I love that Kathy is like experimenting with folds to have more efficient rag storage. Especially because it was last episode where she was like, you just leave the rags on the floor. And now she's actually found a special bespoke fold for the rags to fit on the shelf. So between the rag developments and Alicia leaving the boat, Ashley leaving the boat, it's been a pretty eventful morning.
Yeah, lots happened. So then we go to Deckhand Joe and Nathan working, and Joe's like, did you hear my YouTube last night? I was watching Do Aliens Exist?
He's like, wow, I love a good documentary. I'm like, is it a documentary or is it just someone on YouTube just yammering? Wouldn't know. That's nothing I've ever done. So, Alicia is going to pack, and then her and Bachelor Joe can hang out afterwards. And we go to the deck where V is flirting with Joe, saying that his singing voice makes babies giggle. She's so into me. God, she's so crazy. Look at the way she's into me. God, choking about my singing voice is too much. She's crazy.
So Amy comes down and she's like, Joe, what's going on? I got a text from Ashley saying Alicia and I both broke up with Joe. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, I said that I'd like to get to know them more after this adventure ended. And they were very unsatisfied with that response. And she's like, oh, God, you fucked this up. Jeez, I thought you were going to pick Alicia.
He's like, well, we spoke more this morning and we agreed that, you know, we would connect. So, you know, I appreciate your input. She's like, you're welcome, Joe. I'm surprised. I thought she was going to be like, you can't say that to two women. Like, what do you think you're doing? I wanted her to smack him on the forehead. But she just was like, okay, well, he's paying me money, so I'm not going to do that. But this guy's a real idiot.
Yeah. So then it's time for guest departure. And Max is talking to Kizzy. And he's like, oh, you know the way you jump on me this morning? Oh, he's coming now. It is coming now. And he's talking about his boner. And he's like, oh, yeah. And she goes, oh, Max, that's huge. Oh, love that. Thank you.
What is happening here? This is like wild.
I think in any other industry, this is called sexual harassment. But he's you like, guys have your boner. Fun, you know?
Look at my boner as it rises through my shorts.
Yeah.
Are they even? I don't know. Whatever. So Max is like, it's embarrassing. I'm just going to hide it with a huge suitcase. She's like, I'm blushing. So then, of course, she runs in and tells the other girls, girls, I gave Max a boner. And V is like, oh, nice. And she's like, I literally didn't do anything. I just looked at him and he went, oh, no. Isn't that so funny? I'm like, oh, my God, you're awful.
Awful. Kathy just rolls her eyes and she goes, it's fucking humongous, girls. I was like, oh, vive la France. And Kathy's just like, what is happening? What is happening?
That's a bitch move. I'm going to say that right now. Right, maybe that's the wrong word. That sounds mean. That's not a women supporting women move. She was basically like, guess what, Kathy? I got him to get a boner. You're out of the running. I was like, you're so mean.
Yeah, but if someone told me, oh, this guy just told me I gave him a boner and showed me his boner, I wouldn't be like, you know what? I can't wait to pursue that man later. So, Kathy, you know.
I know. There's that.
Come on.
Too. There's that too. But this was a mean girl move for sure.
So she runs around telling everyone she gave him a boner. And they're like, wow, congrats. She's like, yeah, I did. So now it's time for crew departure. And Max runs out last. His shirt is still unbuttoned. God knows why. Probably trying to cover his bone. And Bachelor Joe tells Amy that Ashley left. And Amy's really offended that she didn't even get a goodbye. Dun, dun, dun. So they walk off together. They're pretty boring. And he's just like, is that it? I just wanted this to have this big grand moment, you know? Joe picks his girl, they kiss, they run off the boat together. It's just deflated and weird.
Like my penis. I'm looking at nobody now.
It is like a weird walk-off because, like, Alicia just sort of has her our hand in like his arm, like he's kind of escorting her a little bit. It's just strange. She's like, is that love? Is that what it's supposed to look like? This awkward hobble down the marina.
Okay, so now things happen as people start working and all that good stuff. It's the tip meeting. Deckhand Joe thinks his legs look like tampon strings, and Kizzy's sniffing her own foot. And so now we go into the main salon, and Captain Sandy comes in. She's like, wow, charter 4, unlike any other charter we've ever done. So the first thing I want to do, I want to welcome Kathy. Kathy, I love your comic. Say it for me.
Say what?
You know what to say.
I don't.
Do it.
No.
Heck.
Damn it.
God, that's going to follow me around for the rest of my life.
I have felt so welcomed by everyone here. And he goes,
well, oh, you're just the most incredible addition. You're so experienced. You really know what you're doing. And you're pretty cool to top it off. And I bet for as many boners that Kizzy gets from Max, you probably get 10 more boners from actual interesting and handsome people. Thank you for being amazing. Yeah, you're so good.
All right, Deck. Well, you know what's all coming. I'm very disappointed. Now, V, I'm going to leave you out of this situation. Because you're one of my favorite shows, okay? I was kind of rooting for the aliens. I'm not going to lie. Okay, now the rest of you, I love bromance, okay? But I don't want to be a joy kill, okay? You know, was that backwards? Maybe. But this is a job. And I've put the pressure on Nathan. And you're going to feel it because he's feeling it from me. Now, having said that, I'm giving you the day off tomorrow, okay? Did you earn it? No. But you know what? I have to compliment you. Not a one of you is Hannah. So you win. Okay, good job.
Then it's time to turn the boats over and everything, and people
the tip
hard.
Is 25 grand, which is decent. Oh,
decent. Yeah, decent. I think that's all right. That's fine. Yeah, dwindling numbers. That's good. So everyone's working hard, and so Aisha, Kizzy, and Kathy meet on the bow. Aisha's like,
I just want to say thank you so much for making me proud every single day. You're so experienced, and Kathy, you've been a chief stew. Now I'm wondering, would you care to air out your vagina also? We could do it in tandem. Then I'll know you're really my sister.
She's like, cool. Because he's like, yeah, you're a lot more experienced than I am.
And I actually feel just ridiculous at you having one stripe on your shoulder. So I was thinking of giving you 2 stripes and making you both seconds too. How do you feel about that?
And Kizzy fakes it. She's like, I'll just fake it. She's like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you, girl. She gives her a big hug. And Aisha's like, thank God she took it so well. I mean, that has been the biggest blessing for me.
Yeah, and Kizzy's like, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her.
Yeah.
So now everyone is hanging out and people are doing face masks and everything. And Kizzy's putting a face mask on Kathy. And Kathy's like, you know, I get a little bit of a vibe from Kizzy. She's like, that she's threatened by me, you know? You know, 2 boats ago, my rotational chief choose 2 partner. She had been there, you know, a lot longer than me. And I came on guns blazing, coming up with new folds for rags, changing everything. And we just butted heads. But looking back, I was wrong in that situation. And now I know to to be a little bit more understanding, and I want to do things in a nice way where I'm showing her that I'm a team player. So if she wants, we can throw all the rags on the floor and make this place look like a star, just the way she's been doing it all along.
So now everybody gets ready for the night out, and Kizzy's like, well, I'm single now, and I've got three very sexy dick boys. I'm just ready to have some fun. By the way, did you hear that she's marrying Tommy?
I heard that she's engaged. Is it Tommy? Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, she's engaged to Tommy. So
I'm looking forward to the divorce.
Max sees her, and he's like, oh, let the dog out. Woof, 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 woof. Okay. And Josh is purring like a cat. And so then we go to Nathan and Joe's cabin, and Joe's wondering what V is wearing. And Nathan's like, she's quite into ya, bro. She's quite into ya. So now we got one van with screaming wild people, and the other van is Josh, Kathy, Kizzy, just calmly doing content or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And Aisha tells Max,
Kizzy told me that she was quite impressed by your very large cock this morning.
He goes, oh, yeah, big cock. And Joe's like, oh, Kizzy's all over you, brother. And Aisha's like, Kathy thinks you're pretty cute. You've got some room to play tonight.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, it's just 6 weeks. Let's just have some fun. So then Max is like, oh, you just need clear communication. It is only sex. Oh. So then in the other van, Kizzy's like, oh, I think the drama's about to start now.
The drama. Drama's going to hip in right now. So now everyone gets down to dinner. And V is telling the table, everyone looks hot tonight. And they order espresso martinis. And it's like a typical, like, below deck dinner. Lots of banter back and forth. And Joe wants to talk to V. So he's like, I want to tell you this before I go any further. What I'm after is just like a little bit of fun and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. No strings attached. Yeah, that's good to know. Like, I can't afford to hurt anyone. So stop falling in love with me. Oh my God, why are you so into me? She's like, I've been so heartbroken that nothing can come close, and you're an adult and I'm an adult and I'm going to be fine. So.
I won't marry you. I'm telling you now. Jesus Christ. So then, let's see. So then Aisha is talking to Kathy, and she's, what are they talking about? Oil and bread? Because Max shows them some garlic bread butter. He's putting butter on. And Aisha's like, do you think you felt like you've deepened your relationship? Look how he's buttering the oiled bread.
I do. I feel like it could be deeper, though. So now it's time for the guys to go on a smoky bokey. And Kathy's like making sure her hair is good, you know, because she's going to be making a move on Max later. So Max is like, he puts his hands around her shoulders as he walks by. And he's like, I love that. This is the best part of you because you are like a bit sassy, but at the same time, you're classy. That is what I love. You're sassy and classy, like olive oil and butter and garlic bread.
And she's like, we're just gravitating towards each other. And I feel like we're at our own separate table. I mean, I feel a connection with him. And I can just see the night is going to unravel. Oh, God, maybe my clothes will.
Ooh, cheeky. So everyone's taking photos. And Joe's like, I'm in a fucking pickle. And Nathan's like, you're always in a pickle. So he says, listen, I haven't got an objective. I've got no objective. I'm just a very open man. But when I speak to Victoria, it fucking kind of changes because I do really feel like she's into me or whatever. She wants to have me baby. And I said, I'm not ready. I'm still pretty much a baby myself talking about my grandfather. How do I even have a baby in this world?
I don't know. I'm just speechless. Nathan's like, that never happens to you, bro. He's like, I know. Why does she want to have me baby? So he's like, I don't want to hurt the woman. So he says that he's not ready for a relationship, but this girl's such a sweetheart and he can see her meeting me mom and stuff like that. But I don't want to feel that way. That's the battle. Fuck, what am I going to do? Fuck someone else. What else? Yeah, what else would you do?
She's just like, yeah, I'm not into anything too deep either. Oh my God, she's obsessed. So then they're taking photos, they're having fun, espresso martinis, all that fun stuff. Nathan starts talking to Josh, and he's like, I had a rough charter. He's like, yeah, you had a rough time. He's like, yeah, Captain just came down on me big time, bro. But like the team as well. And they were complaining about a cleaning every 20 minutes. We're getting fucking $2,000, bro, every two or three nights, you know? So Nathan's just saying that the stress is just so much, and he needs to focus on trying to get back that drive of determination because, you know, he's never been faced with this kind of situation before, you know?
And then we go to Kathy and Kizzy, and Kathy's like, I want to kiss Max. I'm going to go kiss him tonight. Who are you going to kiss, Kizzy? And she just shrugs. And we see Joe and V flirting, and Kathy's like, I'm going for the kill tonight. And Kizzy says, yeah, but she's, and she's making it look like she wants to go for Joe, but V is on Joe. So Kathy's like, well, I mean, just maybe you could flirt with him. So she backs off a little bit. And I was like, uh-oh, Kathy, you just gave her an excuse to do whatever she wants because you just said that to her. So now she can just say, well, you were the one who told me I could just go flirt with Joe when you knew that he was with V. Dun, dun, right. Dun.
So Kathy is like, saying his eyes are not fixated. What do you think about us? Well, they're just talking about the boys. So now Joe pays for dinner. They go out. They go back to the boat. They go to the jacuzzi. They're going to go to the jacuzzi. And everyone's talking. And like there's more talk about, like, you like him? You like him? Not. So now we're approaching this jacuzzi. Everyone gets in. And they're having fun times. Fun drunk times in the jacuzzi. Max has a watermelon that he drops everywhere. It's like fun times. Everyone's drunk. There's chaos happening. Josh gets in the jacuzzi, and then he actually just gets naked in the hot tub. He's just full on naked. So I don't know if that's going to put him into the race with Kizzy. And I'm going to say, actually, no, I do know. It's not going to help at all.
So V is kind of flirting with Joe. She's all over him, and she goes to kiss him, but he doesn't kiss her. And he's like, I'm utterly petrified, if I'm honest. And V's like, you scare me so much. And he says, why? And she's like, oh my God, you scare me so bad. I want to fight you. And then Max keeps taking shots. And basically they're like, can you believe we're on a super yacht? And then Kizzy is now hanging out of the hot tub and Max is grabbing her butt and stuff. And Kathy's just kind of looking like, what the hell's going on? And then boom, they start making out. And Kathy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And she's like, I'm out. And she's like, I checked out. As much as I like joked about it, I'm going to bed. And Max is like, ciao, Kathy. So now they're going to have a day off. They can go to the day club or whatever. And there'll be tension in the air. What will happen?
Dawn.
We'll find out.
Dawn. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us for Below Deck Mid. Below Deck Mead.
What a fun time.
Yes, we will be back with more stuff all this week. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.